Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up for today. You're welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666 to discuss anything about real estate. So let's get the show started.
Today, we're going to talk about how to have balance without hurting your business. And the reason that we decided to talk about this is because this is something we've been asked about a lot lately, and we're in an industry where if you're not familiar with how real estate works, 10% of the agents do 90% of the business in pretty much any given market. And we're in that top 10%, and most realtors, almost all of them who I've talked to who are in this category, are extremely overworked and do not have any at all of what I would call work-life balance. And the reason that I think we're so passionate about talking about this is because we've been very, very intentional over the last few years. It's taken a while to get to this point, but we've been very intentional about finding ways to make more while work less, and have been able to really increase our income every year while also decreasing the amount of time that we spend working. And so whether or not you're in the real estate industry, I know a lot of our viewers online are, but a lot of our listeners on the radio are probably not in the real estate industry. So no matter what industry you're in, our hope is that you can grab some sort of value from today's show.
Yeah, and this is super valuable for listeners out there that aren't even in real estate, because it kind of gives you what's going on the back end too. Mm-hmm. Not saying that we don't like to work. A big part of this show, you're going to find that our work is just consumed within our daily lives. It comes with that quote of, if you really love what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. And that's exactly how we put it, mm-hmm. and how we base it. And one thing that I just love about Mariah, and that we're going to dive into after I'm done speaking, is all of this knowledge that she has to carry and learn about, because this girl is a reader. Mariah, tell us a little bit about that.
All right. So we have, I wanted to start out by mentioning three books, because these three books are we've really applied the things that we've taken from them to our business, and it's helped us so much. So they are Less Doing, More Living, Make Everything Easier by Ari Meisel is the first one. Rest, Why You Get More Done When You Work Less by Alex Pang is the second one. And the third one is 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferris.
And something I can add to this, though, is Mariah has made it like one of her missions to get like one book done a week. So she literally will read a full book in a week, which to me, it sounds crazy, but also it doesn't, because nowadays, guess what? We have our phones, and I have a ton of audiobooks that I like to listen
to.
I'm an audiobook guy. It's kind of rare. You'll see me flipping through some pages, but I often...
I don't think I've ever seen you flipping through pages.
I often do have my headset on, or I just have it playing over the car auxiliary cord, and that's it. But Mariah's whole goal is, especially throughout this year, is read a book a week. And it just shows, though, that she wants to apply these things into her life. And if there are problems, whether it's real estate, family, personal, spiritual, whatever, she can actually go and outsource these things within books. Mm-hmm. And I think that's incredible.
Thank you. So there are two things that we wanted to touch on that all three of these books have in common. And they are outsourcing and cutting back on unnecessary tasks and only doing what's actually dollar producing, which is something that I think there's a lot of wasted time in our industry, at least.
Yeah. And that's a question you got to ask yourself, is what's actually dollar producing? If you're a realtor out there and listening to this, don't get stuck in that mindset or just activity base of, man, I got to build my website, I got to do thank you cards, I got to do door knocking, I got to do it all. A lot of mistakes that brokers make in general is doing everything at mm-hmm. once. Figure out what you're good at and take that. You can't build the team around on just you. You got to apply your team and separate the pot, okay? If you want to be a good manager, you hire people to do tasks that you just can't perform anymore because you just don't have time.
I think that's something that a lot of businesses have found out through COVID too, that their employees don't need as much time as they were giving them in the office to get tasks done. And there's a lot of wasted time in that area now that like everyone's working from home. But that's something that we've been really intentional about, just being laser focused on only doing, like, finding out exactly where our business is coming from and only doing that. Obviously, taking care of our clients, servicing them is huge too. But as far as like prospecting goes, only doing exactly what's getting us the highest, highest paying results and cutting out everything else. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is outsourcing. So, what are some things that we do, for our business that would be considered outsourcing?
Well, to be honest, Mariah handles a lot of our social media and that type of stuff, mm-hmm. but also, like she said, our YouTube channels as well, which I think she's up to three now. But what does she do that takes the most time? Well, she told me it takes 10 minutes to make a video, but all that back end of making a video, it's a lot of uploading, a lot of editing, and that's like 90% of the time that's not even making you money. The
right.
video itself that you just recorded is going to be making you money. But she says she would rather send her videos off somewhere else mm-hmm. and outsource it to get rid of the time she spends doing that so she can work her way somewhere else that's going to make her money elsewhere and not just that video anymore. Does
right.
that kind of make sense?
Or right, yeah.
Am I getting that
definitely.
Right for you, Mariah?
Yeah, Fiverr.com, if you've never heard of it, there's so many things that you can use Fiverr.com for. One thing, like Spencer said, a huge way that we get business is through one of our YouTube channels. And so one thing I do is I will go onto Fiverr.com and send out a video to be edited by Shubi over in Pakistan. And he's happy because he's getting paid. I'm happy because, you know, I don't have to spend all day trying to figure out how to video or edit a video. And that's not my area of expertise. So outsourcing. And then, of course, you get a huge return on that investment because mm-hmm. you're going to get paid a lot more than, you know, whatever it costs to send it over them to have it edited. So
but
that's just
what I consider like a real leader to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why you are a leader. You understand where, man, I know I'm going to be paying a little bit of money over to a guy in Pakistan, which, by the way, isn't that a crazy world we live in? How are we sending videos off to an individual in Pakistan and then he's able to do the task that we asked to perform and he gets it back to us within that day or next day?
Mm-hmm.
That is insane, guys. If that is not kind of power, I don't know what is. Getting things done in a timely manner is one thing,
mm-hmm.
but going across the globe mm-hmm. to get it done, that's unbelievable. But that's leadership. She puts people around her and her team and outsources the tasks that maybe she just doesn't want to do. It could be that selfish desire, but then also she understands that the time consuming herself doing these tasks isn't going to get her much farther than that 10-minute video she just did.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to flip the coin. What's more important to you? I think that's super valuable.
Yeah.
And the audience, take ear to this. Whether it's mowing your yard, whether it's doing your own taxes, grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's so many weird resources
Instacart
that we can do.
Instacart is my best friend.
It's crazy though. Like, who would have thought?
So many things in our day and age that can help save you time. If they're not dollar producing activities, you can be taking your time and instead of going grocery shopping, you can be doing something that's actually going to give you business and get a return on that small investment mm-hmm. that you spend on that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so minimal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and if viewers out there, you don't really know much of these resources, Uber, Instacart, mm-hmm. those type of social media apps that can convenience your life in some areas if you really do need that source,
mm-hmm.
buy a book on it.
Yeah.
Mariah would.
All right. Let's take a break and then we'll get back and continue to talk about this topic.
Yeah. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how to have balance without hurting your business.
We can't talk about this subject without talking about the smartphone. We have a business that is ran pretty much all on our smartphone, which is amazing that we're able to do so much virtually. I work with a lot of clients right now that I never even see in person. I don't see them until closing day. We do literally everything from our smartphone. And that is, to me, such a blessing. But I think that running a business on your phone can also lead to huge distractions if you're not very intentional about it. So here are some ways that we have been able to run our business from our phones without wasting a ton of time. The first one is putting your phone to bed. So I give my phone a bedtime, and basically what I will do is I will turn my phone on airplane mode before I start getting ready to go to bed and set it in the other room. I'll set my alarms, whatever, finish up whatever work things I need to do, whatever texts I need to send to my clients or emails, and then put my phone on airplane mode in the other room and put it to bed. And then I don't have that distraction for the rest of the night. I don't have the temptation to scroll through social media and waste time. And then in the morning, I don't start going on my phone. I don't take it off of airplane mode until after I've done what I want to get done in the morning. So I don't have that distraction.
Well, hold on there, Mariah. I feel like you're calling me out a little bit. I really do. I'm sitting over here pretty silently. But
this is something you're still working on. I don't think you have as much discipline as I do in this area yet.
Hey, it's okay if you're not there
yet.
It's
okay.
But I'm still working on putting my phone to bed. And, yes. But the reality is, I can completely understand what she just meant by that. Mm-hmm. And it's because I'm the type of guy where I'm having a hard time putting my phone to bed. whether it's Netflix, to be honest. watching a show and I can't get off of it, or just getting into a series and just I can't close my eyeballs for whatever reason. I think that's a huge distraction, though. And it does hurt me, and it also does hurt our business in some ways, whether it's not waking up in a timely manner when you wanted to, or just feeling fatigue and honestly not producing like you would have been with that full night's sleep. One thing that I could say is your phone is that light is kind of, imagine a light switch on your wall. When it's on, there's always a light, right? And that's going to be you awake. Well, when you turn off that light switch, that's turning off your phone, well, you're going to go to sleep. And it's because that light on your phone and screens, it really does just create that addiction, that stimulation that you just can't turn it off.
Makes
sometimes
it hard to go to sleep.
Now I used to fall asleep to the TV quite often. I'm still working that one off, but you just get caught, and if that's really you, it's just going to be better off. Let's put those phones to bed. I'm going to work with you on that one personally. I had to speak up. I had a conscience in there just saying, hey guys, let's turn off our phones and put it to bed. I'll do it with you.
The second tip for this area is taking breaks from your phone. So I always tell my clients when I start working with them that I will get back to them. I think setting proper expectations up front is huge with a client relationship. So I always tell them I will get back to you within 24 business hours at the very, very maximum worst case scenario. I think all my clients know that I never get back within 24 business hours. It's always much sooner, but that's worst case scenario. I set that expectation just to be safe. And so something that I do, though, is I will set my phone down for an hour or two at a time. And that way I can go back to it. I can go get things done, whatever I need to focus on, other work things. Or if I'm with my daughter, I can give her my undivided attention for that time. And then I will go at the end of that hour, I will go back to my phone and get back to everyone that contacted me, all my calls, texts, emails. And to me, that just works so much better than the alternative, which is answering things as they come in. Because if you're doing it that way as a realtor, it can really feel like you're just literally staring at your phone all day. So doing it this way for me, just giving myself a break for, you know, an hour at a time, it just works a lot better for me. And I know you do things differently. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I was going to say. Like, mm-hmm. not everybody's business is going to be the same. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, your personality just is wired that way and it's better. Mm-hmm. For me, I just know that I can't remember a lot of things after 2 hours of seeing it previously. Mm-hmm. It's just not my personality. I know I'm going to forget something and I hate that. I absolutely can't stand that. And so that's why when it comes in, for me, it's just a part of our lives. I enjoy what I do. If you love what you do, it's not really work, right? So when it's coming in, it's not really work. Now, when you got that phone call, that you can let that phone ring and people will leave a voicemail. And like you said, get back to them within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But those things that are transaction coordination and stuff like that, once things are already under contract, that's when I'm dealing with it as it comes in personally, because it's a timely manner response for me. And that's just the responsible thing to do of how I structure my life. But like you said, you're with Astrid some of the times, you know, right. And if I'm out in the field working, I'm not with her. So I really don't have an excuse to not be getting back to the people, like they deserve. And that's something that I love about what we do with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group is there's two of us, there's two brokers representing you. Mariah is the head and I'm the co, you know, I'm the secondary.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's how I list it with those listings.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
But the cool thing about that is you do have two agents really for you. So if one person isn't getting a response, you know, a secondary is. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people have that. And you're paying the same amount of money for the price of two.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
Two agents for the price of one.
I love it.
So the next tip is just stop going on social media. So this is something that as a business owner, I think it is really important that every business has a presence, I guess, on social media.
Yeah.
So that when people Google you, they can see what you're all about and they can see your, you know, one thing I have is my client reviews and testimonials. And I think that's huge. But I think that we can waste so much time unnecessarily. And
certainly
I know just because we're realtors, I'll relate it to our industry. I know a lot of realtors think that that's something that's like, I don't know, like dollar producing, like they're going to get business from it. And some people, maybe you do get business from it, but I think that there's a lot more wasted time than business, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and you're better off just quitting and find your business elsewhere, you know?
If you want to be successful on social media, from our experience and stuff, is that becomes your life and an attachment to your life, because everything in front of you, you got to be posting. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You got to have your phone in your hand to make a post.
Yeah.
And then the social media, may I remind you, is a business in itself, right? They want you on their platforms. The more you're on their platforms, the more dollars they're making as well. Mm-hmm. So it creates that addiction on your behalf, and you're gaining them money, but also, yes, you're going to gain some money as well, being connected through that outlet. For us personally, that's just not really the direction we've gone. Of course, we have our pages and social medias, but we are not glued to those platforms like some individuals and others. And that's just, it is what it is for us. It's a cheaper marketing. I can give it that.
Cheaper, but when you think of how much time is wasted, it's not really, you know, because your time is money. So
exactly.
The next one in the last tip for this segment is pick 2 days a week where you're going to work and try to schedule as much of your work stuff into those 2 days. This is something I didn't think was possible, but I think that if you actually start doing this, you'll be really surprised how much you can get done in just 2 days if you know that you're going to be trying to be intentional about not working the rest of the week. And if you're really intentional about it, obviously, like I said, getting back to clients, dealing with transactions, I don't really consider that work because it's like kind of just part of our life and it's something that I don't know.
We just do.
But I'm talking like going on appointments, prospecting, that kind of thing. I think that having intentional on and off times, that's something that's helped me tremendously. Being all in and present wherever I'm at in my business, because the lines of working and not working in our industry, at least, can be really blurred. And so having that focus time really helps.
Yeah. And a lot of, I guess, people that are in the business world say they like to structure their weeks out a week in advance. So it's a Sunday. They already got their Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday planned already.
Right.
I can agree with that. There's set times that I do specific things in. And that is what I believe they're talking about when they say planning their week. Cold calling times, appointment times, those type of things, those do not change with me. That creates a structure. Mm-hmm. But those 2 hours that you're mentioning, is that a week you just said?
2 days.
Two days a week that you're mm-hmm. actually intentionally working, that's to set up your pipeline, as I like to mm-hmm. call it. What's going to make you money 3 months in advance? Because mm-hmm. remember, us realtors, we're commission-based only. So whenever a home closes, that's the only time we're paid. I'm never receiving a check throughout any of a transaction until the home closes. And the rule of thumb, it's a 45-day closing period basically right now, and it takes probably 15 days on average to get it under contract. So now we're up to 60 days without a paycheck. Mm. Those 2 days you're going to be spending throughout that week is you building your pipeline. What's going to get you a paycheck to pay your mortgage, pay your bills, pay your marketing fees, taxes, all those things. So there's a lot involved, and there's a big chunk that I believe the public doesn't view brokers doing. And that's something I do want to get a point across out there.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just managing well.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to turn to the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we promised when we got back, we'd talk about the real estate tip of the week.
Our real estate tip of the week this week is the last tip for this segment, and it isn't necessarily directly a real estate tip, I guess, but it is related to the industry, I would say, and that is increasing your average price point, or if you're in any service-based industry, increasing your services just in general. That is the last and final way that we're going to talk about to make more while working less and achieve work-life balance. I know, like I said earlier, that many of our listeners online or on our YouTube channel are fellow realtors, and most of you listening to the radio probably are not, but this can apply to many people either way. When we raised our average price point, we were able to work with way less clients and make a lot more money. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a product to sell or a different type of service, and this looks like thinking of ways to raise your price. I think that something that you might not realize is that most of the time, 20% of our business takes up 80% of the time. Of your time. And I know that was definitely true for us, where when we did this, it freed up a lot of our time, and yeah. the transactions were so much easier. And intentional about that.
It's called the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm.
Being intentional about that. So I guess, Spencer, where can our viewers find us online?
Wow, thanks for pushing that one on to me. I love where people can find us, because you can view us on any podcast, basically iTunes, the podcast app, Spotify. It's Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. But if that isn't working for you, view us on YouTube. Go to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Clip subscribe and the like button, and shoot us some comments as well. If you want us to talk about things in the future, please let us know. We're happy to do that. But also, Mariah has a beautiful channel as well, Salem Oregon Homes, and go and feel free to subscribe to that. Now, if you are looking to buy, sell real estate, contact us at VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. That's VetrusCrawfordRealty.com, or give me a personal call at 503-507-3666.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Contact Ryan Spence at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.